because it's your guys. The gas, I mean, fumes is coming in into that. I mean, in that condominium, the cheapest place is about $350,000 for a studio. So, of course, because of how my condo was, I had to pull up in the valet with my groceries. So imagine pulling up. But guess what, guys? One thing I was grateful. And I would tell people, can you believe someone lent me a car? How amazing is that? How amazing is that? Someone out of nowhere. That sense of gratitude was always there. And because of that, no matter what happened, I still kept my business going. So you cannot blame. Do you blame all the time or just in certain situations? You can't blame the things that are happening to you, but then when there are great, amazing things happening, you're happy. But then if something happens automatically that you may not like in your business or in your life, you curse it. Why not stand up and be grateful for everything that's happening so you can attract the right people? Because here's what happened. If you're not grateful, your energy will shift. And how can you continue to build a team and recruit new people? You're out of business. Your business is closed. Your business is closed. Attitude is everything. Develop an attitude of gratitude and give thanks for everything that happened to you, knowing that every step forward is a step towards achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. Right now, no one is coming. You can go around blaming society or some people for your problems and your social life or finances or health. You can always find scapegoats to judge to feel better about yourself. You can look for people that will fix you. You can do this for the rest of your life if you like. It won't change much. Whatever has to be done, it is you who have to take responsibility and do it. Mastering others is what? Right. Mastering yourself is what? Power. Mastering yourself is true power. The power is not just bringing people. The power is in mastering yourself, knowing who you are, and then helping your team to realize that they too can walk in their truth, and then they duplicate that. You know, Janice is here. I would go to St. Croix. Janice would not let me get in her car. She said, oh no, I can't have you in this car. There's no AC, the window. And I said, Janice, I will be in your car. Pick me up. Doesn't matter to me. Janice didn't know my story. So about a month ago, how long has it been, Janice? 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Pretty much almost a month.
Almost a month. She has a brand new car. Paid for by Youngevity. So for me, it just absolutely touched my life. You know, to get off that plane, to see Janice pulling up in front of the airport with Are You Next tag and picking me up at the airport. I know that by helping her, she can go out there and help others as well. Because guess what? The pain of driving that car, of going through everything that she's going through. You know, I always reminded her, listen, it's not about the car. Come on, let's get to work so you can get the car that you want. Let me tell you something. Where you are right now, your finances. I've been everywhere. I've been where months I'm eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Nobody would know. I've been to the gas station where I have to count $2, $3 to get some gas. I've counted pennies. As a matter of fact, I had a penny collection that I had to count and go to the market to change it. Guys, one thing that I never forgot is who I was. And I never let anybody define me. And because of that, I can go to anyone, whoever it is, and tell them about my opportunity. Because you know what? I believe in it. But more than that, I believe in my... You have to believe in who you are in yourself. Because so many things in your life, Evelyn, you're allowed to define who you are. You're equipped. We are all equipped already. That prospect you've been afraid to call, pick up the phone. Share from your heart. Why are you afraid to call somebody else? Just think about it. You're afraid to pick up the phone to call another human being? But yet, we live a life that we're not thinking that if I don't do the things that I want to do now, this is only one life I have to live. But you're afraid to pick up the phone to call someone else, but you don't realize that time is passing you by year after year after year after year, and we're all going to end up at the same place. When are you going to live your dreams and goals? When are you really going to make them happen?